Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Kim from the American Institute of Mind Body Medicine, and welcome to Mind Body TV. I am going to share today about what to do when you're having a bad day, how to turn that bad day around. A lot of times when we have a bad day, you kind of feel like this one thing goes wrong and then another thing goes wrong, and it's like a spiral. And we get a little out of control. The more we try to control it, the day inevitably will get worse. And there are specific reasons for that that so many people do that actually make that bad day worse. The more we try to make it better, the more we're in resistance. And this is why it becomes a snowball effect. So a lot of people ask me about if, you do this work and then you never have a bad day. And that's not at all how my life goes. There are so many things that get thrown my way, but I've learned to kind of move with things in a lot more fluidity. And that is why I don't get stuck in the patterns like I used to. Why I can allow something that seems to be going in one direction kind of turn around so that it opens up and goes in a totally different positive direction. And it's not about being positive. So if you are ever in that kind of funk where you notice like, oh, I have more bad days than good, or I find myself having a bad day and I don't know what to do with it because I know how it's going to go and it's going to get worse, stay tuned to this Mind Body TV episode and you just might be surprised at the things that you can do that can dramatically change that pattern overall and change your day, even while you're right in that front start or right in the middle of having a bad day. So welcome to all of those of you who are joining live. Hello. And I love to hear where people are listening from. So certainly share that. And also share with me what you notice happens when you have a bad day, what you try to do to make it better. And I want to welcome everyone who is listening to the recording as well. So I will certainly stay tuned for your comments as well later on. For those of you who don't know me, I was an emergency medicine doctor for several years, but always have had this intuitive component to what I do. And kind of moved out of the trauma and critical care of emergency medicine into a more mind-body-based practice, helping people heal from autoimmune illness or chronic inflammation or chronic pain or a lot of patterns that are linked to what's happening emotionally. So if that is something that interests you, you can tune in at drkimd.com, but we will be here every week on Mind Body TV, pretty much every week. So you can stay tuned for these episodes as well. So what constitutes a bad day? The worst thing about a bad day is we're not willing to embrace what's happening. It's like, I don't want to feel this. I don't want this to happen. And then we also project into the future what we think is going to happen, what we hope is not going to happen. You know, like, I hope, this doesn't get worse. And then inevitably we're kind of feeding that result. We are energetic beings. And even though we live in a physical body, there's so much more than that that we're creating. And so if we have this fear of like, oh, I hope this day doesn't get worse, or, oh, I hope my meeting doesn't end poorly, or, you know, when you can feel the outcome you don't want kind of brooding over you, even though you haven't had that future yet, you even haven't even had that part of your day yet. Well, you're contributing to that outcome before you even got there. Awareness is the number one thing you want to begin to practice, because if you're not aware that you're doing that, you can't let it change. You can't not go into that meeting and have it go poorly the way you feared it might, or not go on that date and have it like the person never calls you again, or whatever the feared outcome is, or I'm going to see my family and, oh, I know we're all just going to fight and it's going to be terrible. You can't not have that outcome if you're not aware that you're creating it or co-creating it. So being aware and being present to what is going on really starts with your physical body. And now, especially when we're having a bad day, we don't want to feel what's happening in our physical body. We don't want to feel how afraid we are that it's going to get worse, or what might happen as a result of something that went as not as we wanted it to go. Our tech person that's on our team let me know that he's not going to be on our team anymore. And at first I was like, oh boy, we had to find a new person and what are we going to do? And I was aware of like the discord that created in my body. So I was like, Kim, relax and release this and receive the gift that's here. Be anxious for nothing. Everything is working in your favor. And one of our other team members reflected that back to me very quickly thereafter. She said, how is this inviting exactly what you're asking for? Which is a different kind of a tech person, webmaster person on our team. And I was like, oh yeah, that's so true. What I'm really wanting is, and it was something much bigger than that. Well, hey, it just made space for that. Sometimes when we're disappointed or we have a loss of some sort, it can really throw us for a loop and spin us out. But if we're aware and present to what we're feeling, we can let our body know, body, let that go. It's okay. You don't even have to hold on to that. You can release that now. So this is the most powerful vantage point to be in when you're having a bad day, is to feel what you're feeling. Feel that darkness looming in the future that you think this bad outcome is going to happen, or feel the regret of what just happened that you think, oh, I wish it didn't happen. I want to go back and do it over. You can't live in the past or the future. You have no power there. Where you do have power is right here, right now in your body. So if you can let your body anchor you into that space, you can access your true power. And I love the hearts that are floating up while we're talking here. So thank you for those. Hi, Susan and Sherilyn, Manisha and Nicole. Nicole is saying, I just lost it. Nicole says, it seems my toddler and I are having more bad days and really struggling. I keep snapping at him and I feel so grumpy with him. He's resistant a lot. I've been keeping my cool, but lately I'm struggling with it. Any suggestions on this? Yes. So when we're having a struggle, whether it's in a situation we're in, like money or work or a relationship or with kids, there's what's actually happening. And then there's my little spin out about what's happening. Like I said yesterday, when we heard from the tech person, he wasn't going to be with us anymore. There was this little, oh God, really? And that's really uncomfortable. So because I practice being so aware in my body, it's like 10 seconds in versus 2 days of like, oh God, this just really stinks. And then realizing, wait, I wonder if something else is possible. I can have that awareness the more I'm really connected in my body. And especially this helps with kids. A lot of times we're doing parenting from fear or from control, which is kind of the flip side of fear. I've got to control what happens because I'm afraid of what might happen if I let go. And kids don't generally respond to that really well. So how might your toddler or the situation between you be calling you into an awakening so that you can begin to operate more fluidly, so that you can begin to operate instead of from fear or the control, the freedom of, hey, this little being has his own life and his own essence, isn't his own agenda. How do I make space for that instead of trying to control that? And it's a totally different way of parenting because, hey, you know, we don't always want to face the fears that we have as parents. So that's a hard thing to do. And being in quote unquote control, which is just an illusion anyway, makes us feel temporarily like we allay those fears. But they're real. Can you allow yourself to feel your own fear so that you can parent from love and actually take care of what needs to be taken care of instead of trying to control? You'll see a big shift as you let this be a reflection to you. Like I would always ask, how is this the best thing that could be happening right now? How is this inviting me into a more expansive experience of myself? The other thing I want to say about quote unquote bad days, people will say to me, oh, so now you're already in this state of total bliss and you never have a bad day. And it's not really the truth at all. It's just that I don't live in the duality of good and bad the way I used to, or anywhere near to the degree that I used to. So I can let things move fluidly. If it seems to be going in a way I think is bad or in a way I don't think is good, and not have my opinion of it matter so much, and not have my opinion of it contribute so much to the equation. when we have a conclusion, oh God, this is bad, this is bad. This person left my team, this is bad, right? You can see how it'd be hard to like bounce out of that. You've decided it's bad and now you got to fix it and hope to clean it all up. But what if you decide it's maybe you don't have to say, this is good, this is a good thing, right? It's not about being positive, and instead invited what is possible here now. What possibility just opened up when I receive this instead of trying to like fix it or deny it or suppress it or whatever. Okay, here I am. So the one thing that makes a bad day worse is when we try to make it better. So when you notice you're in that quote unquote bad day, what's happening is you're resisting what you're feeling. You're resisting what you're experiencing. So if you come back to that space of awareness, take a deep breath. What am I actually experiencing right now? In the mind, you think you're experiencing my lover left me, or my kid is not behaving, or nothing's going right, or whatever that bad thing is. But what's actually happening is, oh, there's a bad feeling, a feeling I don't like. There's a hollowness in my stomach or a pressure in my chest. This thing happened, and this is how I feel. That's what we're resisting. We don't actually have to resist the thing that happened. We're resisting what it's making us feel, what it's inviting us to feel. And all that is an invitation to let energy move. A long time ago, I had a huge disappointment with someone I was going to marry. I was engaged. We're planning the wedding. I was madly in love. And I had already had a divorce years before. And I never wanted that to happen again. I was so ecstatic. I'd finally, quote unquote, found the person for me. And that was not how it was going to go. We couldn't really get along and come into like a harmonious communication. And he decided to end things. So I was devastated, to say the least. Devastated. Kind of unthinkably heartbroken. And there was so much pain to that experience that I realized very, very quickly, like within days, how is this the best thing that could have happened for me? How is this a gift? How is this the best thing that could have happened? Now, it's not easy to do that, but immediately I felt this sense of expansion and opening and the realization of what was really possible for me now with that relationship no longer a possibility. It actually opened up space for something way, way, way more. Because in order for that to be the best thing, this excruciating pain and disappointment, it had to be something really freaking good, like really, really good that went beyond what I could ever imagine. And that immediately made me feel a sense of joy and exhilaration. Like, whoa, that's even possible. And so even though I stayed in that pain for like weeks, every time I would remember to go to that awareness, wait, how is this the best thing that could have happened? I would immediately snap into this true state of bliss, amazing, expansive bliss of like, wow, what's really possible for me that goes way beyond what I was allowing and what I was kind of going for. And it is the truth of what happened. It was only 5 months later, I met my now husband, and it's kind of hard to believe that I was so sold on that other relationship that was so clearly not a fit for so much of who I am, so many aspects of me and so many aspects of the life that I was really moving into and getting ready for. So a lot of times people find that through this expansive work, stuff falls away. Maybe your relationship ends. Maybe they leave an old job. Maybe things happen. But as I came more into alignment with myself and allowed those to be the best thing that ever happened, it was like that transmuted into something really positive. It allowed something new to come in. So that wasn't just a bad day. That was like a bad week, month, not even a year, because it didn't last that long, but it felt like a decade that I was in that space of despair. And every time I was willing to ask, how is this the best thing that could have happened? It immediately, I broke through that entirely. And so sometimes you have to kind of keep asking again and again when you sink into the despair. But if you're feeling an awareness of where you're residing, what's happening within my body, what pain am I in right now, you'll be able to do that more and more fluidly. Chrissy Mack says, I love this perspective. Linda, hello. Thank you for the smiley hearts. Randy says, I would love to know how I can use this to release an obvious pattern in my life, in my love life. It keeps happening that I meet someone who seems like a great fit and makes all these promises to me and then ghosts me. This is happening over and over. Or I meet a great guy, but I'm not physically attracted to them, and the ones I'm attracted to can't show up for me. I don't want to turn this into something where I have to try hard to fix, but the pattern keeps persisting. How can I open to receiving the kind of relationship I really desire instead of blocking it? Beautiful. This is a really great question about having a bad day, because how many bad days have we had that's about like disappointment of in our love life? Many for me, many. I think that kind of used to be the thing that, okay, I got it all together. My health's good now, and my, you know, money, I'm good, and career, I'm good. But oh my God, my love life. Wow. What's going on here? How can I get it together? And so it can be like the bane of our existence for so many of us. So thank you for asking that question. So when we're having this kind of thing, or even like a broken heart of getting ghosted, where there's like this disappointment, what I noticed was I was still in so much attachment to, oh, I really like this guy and there's a possibility here. And then it's almost like giving it away. Instead of me being the cake and my relationship is the cherry on top, the relationship was the cake, and I wanted, oh my God, I want to make a great relationship. That's the most important thing. That's the best thing. And so then it's like, he is someone, you're giving control to something outside of you. So there's two things for you, Randy, especially. So sometimes we do that instead of like continuing to celebrate that I am the party. Like as soon as I would get into a relationship, it'd be like, oh, and you're the party. You're it. You're the cake. And I really want to make this work. And I would kind of move from my center. Well, once I would do that, that person couldn't really feel me anymore. I wasn't anchored in here being the Kim that they had come in to play with or had been so attracted to. And so it would kind of tip or topple the relationship, because now I'm not really showing up fully right here within me. That was a big pattern for me for a long time. The other thing, this is also equally big for it was in my life, was that the more I anchored into my center and had this commitment of loving and honoring and cherishing myself, the more people who weren't a fit for that would fall away, sometimes very, very suddenly. And it could have been in a way that would maybe have disappointed me in the past, but the more I anchored into myself, the more it was like, oh yeah, this is, it's okay. I'm ready to receive that because I'm aware that I'm anchored in myself and I'm doing the Kim show no matter who shows up. So it was like, it was okay. It didn't feel so painful when people would fall away. And in fact, a lot of relationships, including marriage, my first marriage, that's how it ended. It was like the more I really honored and cherished myself and was unwilling to leave my center to kind of do the like a codependent thing, the more it just dissolved, like boom, effortlessly dissolved very, very quickly. And I had this sense of knowing and honoring myself and knowing I love myself unconditionally, and it doesn't matter what's happening around me. It doesn't matter that there is or is not a relationship. So there was that sense of serenity that I had that was unconditional. That's ultimately what invited in the marriage that I'm in right now. It took a few years to kind of anchor it in and learn how to be in that in a relationship. So what happens is if I'm not totally bought into it and I'm like, ah, yeah, the Kim show is good, but I want to do that show. And I'm kind of, like I said, moving out of center. What that does, first of all, it brings a great feeling of insecurity for ourselves. It leaves sort of the lantern that you're posting of like, here I am, to your potential partner, where they can just see you and know, or hear you and know, or even hear something about you and just know, where that person just comes into your life and the alignment's there because you're lighting yourself up so fully. So it kind of dims your light. But it created a lot of confusion for me, because I'd be like, what am I doing wrong? This should have worked out. And it also took some time. I wouldn't say it wasted time, because it was a really powerful experience for me to have had those interactions and those gifts with different men who like weren't a fit to be my partner, but seemed like they were enough to show me the pattern I was doing with getting off center. And that would create that discord within myself. So if that's your bad day of, oh my God, I'm feeling lost or insecure or whatever that is, the most important thing is to come back into the alignment within you. I have an awesome alignment exercise on this. And let me just think what the link is. We'll post the link here with it. But it's how to get aligned on demand. And it's a quick little meditation where I use what I call the instant elevation to come into that alignment, to breathe it into your body, to anchor it into your body, and to like literally turn on that light within you so that all of the things that are a match for who you are can come in effortlessly because you're inviting them, not like attracting them or manifesting them in the way some people think about manifesting, like kind of work at it. No, you just light up the lighthouse and you allow and invite things in that are a match. And it will allow a lot of things to fall away that are not. I'm very clear on that with the tech person that was on my team, that as I've really, really solidly chosen to move forward in a powerful way, boom, someone who's not aligned with that is just going to fall away. And yeah, it's kind of sudden, but like I said, I didn't get caught up in a spin out about that because I realized, oh yeah, this makes total sense. So I wonder, Randy, if you're practicing your action of practicing into your own alignment is exactly what's having these people who aren't a total match. No, we're not even, I'm not even going to participate in the Randy show because that's not where I am. So anyone who's not really ready to play full out and to be in that honesty or integrity or passion or whatever it is that you've committed to in your life and for your partnership, the people who aren't a match to that or aren't ready yet will just fall away instantly, as opposed to like, oh, we date for a few months and figure it out. And then ultimately we break up because of this. Hey, it's even easier that they know in 10 seconds and like, you don't even have to go through that dance. So you don't need to take it so much as a disappointment or a what's wrong about me as much as, oh, how is this a reminder and an invitation to anchor more into my own fluid alignment? And you can practice this exercise, how to get aligned on demand. It's just a little meditation. And you could use it really quickly as well once you learn it through the day to come into that alignment. In fact, it's probably the best thing you can do on a quote unquote bad day or a day you think is bad to turn that around and allow it to be a really expansive day. The greatest expansion I've had in my life to come into more freedom and more love and more fluidity and more more of everything have come when I've been willing to meet my pain fully, when I've been willing to really be present to the thing I thought was bad and just let light come into that space of darkness. So I'm at drkimd.com and we will make sure to put this audio up on a page so everyone can access it. And I'm just going to look through a couple of the other comments. Crystal says, how do I remove stuck trauma when I don't know what's triggering it? That's a perfect question. So when we do, even in this alignment exercise of practicing our awareness, I'm aware of what I'm feeling in the moment, just in the bad day, and allow ourselves to breathe into it and allow and invite light into that space, presencing what we feel. It repatterns the brain. It repatterns your entire nervous system. It repatterns what's happening in your chemistry, your immune system, your endocrine system, all of your hormones. Everything comes into a new pattern when you are willing to be in this alignment with it. So just take a few deep breaths for whatever that is for you, whether it's the bad day right now, or it's like, oh, I'm having a good day, but I do have those bad days and I hope I don't have another one. Let's just clear this. So receive a few deep breaths. Relax your body. And then I want you to feel what that is. So for Crystal, the stuck trauma. What is the stuck trauma? So all the ideas and memories that you have about it, all the thoughts and beliefs you have about it, and then everything you feel in your body, like maybe there's pain or maybe there's pressure somewhere, or tension, or like a fluttering feeling in your stomach, or what is it when you think about, oh, all this stuck trauma, the heaviness of that. Breathing in. And then anything emotionally around this, oh, I'm so angry, or I'm so frustrated this is still here, or I'm afraid that bad day is going to come back again, or whatever that thing is, the fear or frustration or anger, whatever else might be there, and breathing through that. So mentally, physically, emotionally, kind of three components of an experience. Every experience has three components and they're all happening now. Even if the trauma happened way back when, all my ideas about it, I'll never get over it. It's too stuck. I'm too broken. I have tried everything. It didn't work. Nothing will work for me. Those are all the mental, like the thoughts you have about it, the memories. Oh, these memories are so deeply entrenched. I'll never be able to extract them. Everything you think and everything you remember and everything you've got on this trauma. That's number one. Breathing in. Relax your body. Breathing out. And just three deep breaths will allow a huge shift in the patterning of what is holding this in place. And then same thing with the physical aspect of it. If you feel like physical pressure or tension or pain, and then same thing with the emotional aspect of anger or frustration. So you just simply presence these things, but you've got to kind of feel your body first. You've got to get here now. If you're not here, nothing can happen. When you're here, anchor into your body, feel into your body, take a deep breath, feel everything, feel your butt on the seat, feel your feet on the floor. Good, and let everything go. Breathe as fully and fluidly as you can. Relax your shoulders. The more you can presence what's happening, the more that energy is moving right now, and you are coming into a new alignment with it right now. So begin with that, and obviously if you'd like the free download, the how to get aligned on demand, we're making that available. I will make sure it's emailed out to everyone on the subscriber list at drkimd.com. So just go to drkimd.com and you will be able to subscribe. Jennifer Scott says, I've been following you for a couple of months to learn how to relieve chronic pain and anxiety. I start each day with your YouTube videos. Thank you for all you give us. Love, light, and vulnerability. You are such a beautiful person. Thank you. That's always so lovely to receive gratitude from people who are receiving this work. So thank you so much, Jennifer. Elaine says, right on. It is how things make me feel that I struggle with. My body feels dreadful even when things have not happened yet. It's all about future worries. I am in a state of constant worry. It could be money or health. If I have nothing in particularly bad going on, then I find something to worry about. I've done the same thing. One of the reasons we want to do this broadcast was because our social media manager, Jessica, said, Kim, it's really helpful when you let people know that you have a bad day or you have things that you're moving through and that it's a journey and it's not like you have this destination you've gotten to and now, oh, fluffy, la la la, I'm so in this great place and someday maybe you can get there. That isn't at all what any of it is about. It's just that I'm now able in a way as never before to move through things in almost total fluidity. So it doesn't get glitchy or hung up because there's not the resistance that I have to what I'm feeling or what's happening. And I don't have as many hardened perspectives about how my life needs to go or what it needs to look like. So I can move through things really fluidly and enjoy all of it instead of, God, there was so much tension and fear before. And also I'm just continuing. Elaine says, I try anchoring and meditation and listen to talks to help me. I'm getting better. It's a slow process. I've given up on meeting that special person. Oh, wow. I've only found the ones that I should not be with. I'll try lighting up the lighthouse. Well, for me, it was the most, and still is the most powerful thing. Like, even if things seem like they're not going great in my relationship, the more I center back to myself, that's always the source of what my discord is or my quote unquote problem that I'm witnessing in my relationship or anywhere else. So can I just come back in to celebrate myself? It's going to change everything about how I feel. And then it lights me up in a certain way that changes everything outside of me as well. So I hope this has been helpful. And I'm looking forward to hearing how people use this work and what you find from this. So for sure, post your comments and I'll be back for those of you listening to the recording. And again, I'm at drkimd.com and we will post the how to come into alignment on demand because it's like now in the moment, not oh, I'm going to go to a big therapy session to change this pattern I have about having bad days. It's like, what do I do when I'm in the bad day? How can I be with it? And instead of trying to get better and not feel what I feel, be totally willing to feel everything I feel so that I'm no longer in resistance to this thing I think is bad. For me, that has been so the key. So with great love for you, sharing love with you, and thank you for being here with me on Mind Body TV. Lots of love. Bye.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.